Change big donors can believe in. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, with my weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Change is at hand. Barring a repeat of the protracted Florida recount of 2000, there will be a victor soon in the U.S. presidential election. With the economic crisis, change is something in your pocket that you want to hold on to. The campaigns are not dealing in small change, though. Their coffers, particularly the Democrats, are swelling with larger and larger bundles of cash, ensuring that politicians will remain beholden to special interests and wealthy donors. Don't hold your breath waiting for the extended television discussions of this, because it's the broadcasters who profit the most. Barack Obama broke records with recently announced September fundraising levels that exceeded all predictions, bringing in $150 million. Since Obama opted out of the public financing system, he can spend freely from his war chest right up to the election. John McCain accepted public financing and his limits imposed on his campaign, with $84.1 million in public money to spend in the general election. McCain is now outspent on advertising by the Obama camp by 4-1. The Obama campaign has flooded the zone with advertising. It has a full-time Obama channel on Dish Network. Ads have been inserted into video games like Guitar Hero. The campaign has bought a full 30 minutes of primetime airtime on NBC, CBS, and Fox 6 days before the election. Fox moved the start time of the World Series to accommodate the ad buy. Obama's campaign is credited with receiving an unprecedented number of small donations from among its historic 3.1 million donors. Campaign manager David Plouffe says the campaign's average donation is under $100. A Washington Post analysis of Federal Election Commission data shows, though, that only a quarter of this vast number of donors fall into the small category, under $200, which is a smaller percentage than that achieved by George Bush in his 2004 run. According to the Center for Responsive Politics, a nonprofit group that tracks campaign contributions, the funds raised in presidential campaigns has skyrocketed. The 1976 campaign, the first campaign that included public financing, saw a total of $171 million raised, about $570 million adjusted for inflation. The current campaign weighs in at close to $1.6 billion, and the group expects the total to reach $2.4 billion. While donations to candidates are supposed to be limited to $2,300 for the general election, an additional $2,300 is allowed for the primary season per candidate, huge loopholes exist. Most notable are the joint fundraising committees, in which the presidential candidate partners with his party to form a fundraising organization. McCain and the Republican National Committees is called McCain Victory 2008 and can receive donations as high as $70,000, which then get distributed to the presidential campaign, the national party, and to key state parties. Obama and the Democratic National Committee created the Obama Victory Fund, to which donors could give $28,500. As the Washington Post just reported, the Democrats found that sum too limiting, so they created the Committee for Change, which allows donors to give up to $65,500. That's a hell of a lot of change. Bill Buesenberg, executive director of the Center for Public Integrity, told me,
"What's wrong with this is, after this election, the people who have bundled and put together big pots of money are going to come back, whoever is elected, and they're going to be looking for access and influence."
The $2 billion presidential race also guarantees vast profits for the broadcasters, the national networks, and the local television stations. Hundreds of TV stations are using the public airwaves, imposing themselves between the candidates and the public. Access to the public airwaves for political candidates should be free, says Buesenberg.
"Every local television station I've ever been to, I ask them, well, how do you do in election years? And they say, oh, we buy all new cameras, we buy new sets. You know, it's tremendous. It's a huge benefit to us. The commercial broadcasters are cleaning up this year like never before, and you will never hear them questioning this system that allows so much money to come, in fact, to them."
Is public financing of campaigns dead? A year ago, Senator Obama said, "I've been a longtime advocate for public financing of campaigns combined with free television and radio time as a way to reduce the influence of moneyed special interests." Again, those are the words of Barack Obama. Well, regardless of who the winner is, the next president will enter the White House with a long list of major donors to thank.